All right, this is it.
This is it. This is our live. We're here.
And this is our season two
wrap
slash
up.
One wrap up.
Yes. This is
how you feel?
I feel good. I feel good. We've had this, a lot has happened in the last few days, week. So we're wrapping up our first season of Not Terrible in this
setting.
Yes. I don't know. I feel like the first season of Not Terrible was a lab. Like it was just a testing ground.
Yeah.
And
I think that fits.
Yeah. And so this feels like the first season. And if I could change it on iTunes to the first season, I would, but we can't. So
it's fine.
I feel it's interesting to wrap up in a completely new space that's ours. So that's exciting.
Yeah. And it feels like, I think the past 2 months have been such a like learning curve, and mm-hmm. like we're sprinting to the finish line, and we didn't even really fully understand how we were starting the race. So it feels good that we're going to take a break for a minute and talk about what went well and what we want to do better. And
yeah.
we have lots of ideas, and we're like brimming with excitement, but also like sort of exhausted.
Yes. Like after a good workout.
Yeah.
That's kind of how it feels.
No regrets, but
no,
it's going to be hard to come back for a second.
Yeah. We're going to take a good break. Yeah. Well, you say that, but.
Well, that just means not recording live.
Right. Yeah.
A million other things that we have been putting off that we need to do now.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, so I'm going to get up and hit live
okay.
on the thing. Guys, good morning. All right, so if you're just joining us, we are recording our final.
This is our season wrap up. This will be our final installment of season two of Not Terrible.
So you won't see it for like a month.
Sorry.
This is a sneak peek.
Yeah, there you go.
And so we are live, but we're also watching on our phones so we can see the questions. Good morning. Oh.
Uh-oh.
Margaret says hi, Jess.
Hi, Margaret. Oh, I know who Margaret is. Sorry, it took me a split second, Margaret. And because it's hard. You know friends, but you know them from their profile picture. You don't know them from their name necessarily. But now I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I know. It's a picture of her and her daughter. She's brunette.
It is. Good job.
Thanks.
So we are right now, we're live in our brand new studio office. I mean, I don't mean to brag, but it's pretty cool.
It is. We're really excited to have our own space. Sound quality is a little different. I'm working on that, twerking it. We'll get it.
Right. Okay, so as you guys join, we are going to... Margaret's famous. That's what she said.
Yay.
All right, so we're going to start just as people are joining. We're going to go over, I'm going to share an email we received.
Okay.
So one of the things we're doing in our season wrap-up is kind of taking questions and comments and, like, revisiting some things that maybe we didn't do well the first time, because there are lots of things we didn't do well, and we're learning. And, all right, so I have a question. This is Morgan. And she...
Not my neighbor.
No.
Okay.
Not the Gabes.
Okay.
She wants to know, so she listened to the episode about us finding a therapist, and sometimes we use the word counselor, and sometimes we use the word therapist, and she Ooh. Wants to know if there is a difference and what that is, and she just says, thanks for speaking up, kind of bossing around people to tell them to go to therapy. We've gotten lots of emails or comments of people saying, like, hey, I did it. I made an appointment. I'm excited. Thanks for saying that. Thanks for not, like, keeping, you know, struggles to yourselves. And you made me brave. So that's been fun to hear. And also, I would just say, at the beginning, you step into counseling and you're excited. But stay with it when it's not.
When it's less exciting.
Yes.
When you find out why you're there.
When suddenly it hurts too much and you're like, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not here for this. So that's what we're going to say is good.
Stick
you went.
With it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But when it gets tough, don't leave. Don't run.
Like, don't leave. But in from my experience, Mary was scheduled out every week faithfully, and maybe still schedules when she maybe doesn't need to go. And I knew when I had to take a mental break, and I would take 2 or 3 weeks off and just say, I'm not coming back for a little bit. So as long as you know that you're going back, and I would say never, never wait longer than 3 weeks, maybe a month, because I know things get busy, but never wait longer than that. Even when you don't want to go, because I know I've looked at Mary a couple times and gone, I have to go today, and I don't want to go. I don't want to go. I don't want to hear what she has to say. I don't even feel like talking, but I still went, and I was always glad that I did.
Yeah. So what is the difference between a therapist and a counselor? Is there a difference?
Yes.
Okay, what is that?
Education. I mean, the amount of education.
Okay.
Like the criteria. That's what I assumed. And can one can prescribe and one can't? No, that might be like psychologist, psychotherapist. I don't know.
I think psychologists can give them.
They can prescribe.
Did we look this up ahead of time for this question? No.
No, we didn't. Should I? I could. Okay. That'd be helpful. Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm just saying right now, the AC was blowing and lots of people were saying it was white noise and they couldn't really hear us. So,
do you mean go turn it off?
Yeah, it might be good just to unplug it.
Okay.
We didn't. Guys, we're new. We're new here. We didn't know. Okay, so somebody's telling us a psychologist can prescribe. We just need assistance on all our episodes and then we don't have to research anything ever. A psychologist cannot prescribe, but a psychiatrist. There we go. So when we say counselor and therapist, I kind of use them interchangeably. Uh-huh. That's probably not the right way. I know that for our, sounds like we're in therapy together, for our therapist, she cannot prescribe medicine.
No.
She will make recommendations and then say, please go see your family doctor.
Yeah.
But she can't prescribe medicine.
That's true.
Oh, no. Okay, so that was a good question. Hey, I have another one.
Okay.
And this is from Phil. If you follow us on Instagram, Phil was the one that drew the therapy pony.
Oh, yeah, and I saw that on, it was on Twitter, too. Yeah.
So we like Phil. He's a very encouraging, supportive listener. Mm-hmm. And he just says that really enjoying the new format of the show and the idea of building a community of people who have previously battled their demons in solitude. And I really like that phrase of like suddenly saying, not only are you struggling or am I struggling, but we're all struggling. And if we talk about it, it feels less heavy.
Yeah.
And we can help each other.
Yeah.
Not that we're professionals.
No, no, no. We are just, we're like camp leaders.
Camp counselors?
Yeah. We're like camp counselors. Yeah. Like we're just... We're there. We're gonna show you the fun stuff, but we're not. We really shouldn't teach you anything. We'll share our information, but we're not here to teach.
You guys can also hear the cars driving by. Well, yeah. I can't stop that.
Sorry. We are on Main Street.
We are downtown New Pal.
Yeah, we are on Main Street in our hometown, and it's a very old building. Very cute and quaint, but not built to be a state-of-the-art studio. Sorry, guys.
What else? Do you guys have questions live, our live friends? Do you have questions, comments? We're going to talk about, not on Instagram, but on the wrap-up episode that comes out in August, what season 3 is going to be, what we're doing, some things we're excited about, but we are definitely going to have to figure out the sound.
We will.
Did we start recording 2 minutes before we joined you live?
Yes. I do have some soundproofing, and we will put that up. But sorry, guys, we needed good lighting, so we opted for good lighting for Instagram Live instead of our felt pieces to put up for sound. Sorry.
You know what's more important than how we sound? How we look.
we had a friend reach out, a classmate. I mean, I don't know. We had a classmate reach out on Instagram. He sent us a private message And somebody we graduated high school with, and he just said, "Hey, I've been listening." And
he's live with us right now.
He's live with us right now. Oh, okay. Yeah. And was just very complimentary and said that when you shared your story, that it helped his story make more sense in terms of his addiction and things that he had gone through. And again, the theme here is for people to feel less alone, and he did. And it was, Mary and I kind of welled up a little bit when we read it. You know, when it hits home, literally, you know, someone that you grew up with, it means a lot. Not more than it means when all of you, but, right. You know, when it's a direct connection, it was nice to hear. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jeremy.
Okay, so S.W. Frick says, I've been trying to get my wife to listen. So much of your discussion would let her know it's okay to get help.
Oh.
So let's just shout out to your wife. Tell her to watch this, and that not only is it okay, like, it's going to, man, change your life. And it'll get hard, but it'll get better. Mm-hmm. And I think we're going through that with a lot of friends right now, too, is, like, realizing the mess is okay, but doing the work is the step that is the freedom step. And there's a lot that don't want to maybe do that step.
And I have to say that has to be the hardest step, is actually just putting yourself in that place and saying, I'm here and I need help. Or I think another step in the right direction, and it doesn't have to be with a therapist, is to say to people close to you, to mentors, to friends, to family, here's my truth, and this is what I need to work through. And I think that just speaking truth is the first and hardest step.
I agree. And I would say, thinking about when somebody in my life says that to me, it, there's not judgment, but it actually makes me love them better.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have shown me a part of you that maybe was something you were keeping hidden.
Yeah.
So I, through the past couple years of my life, if anything has changed, it's that I have learned to love people better.
Mm-hmm.
Because I realize everybody is struggling with something at home or in secret, and it makes me more grace filled with my interactions and them.
I think that's true. When you say that you can love people better, it, as someone who cares and wants to take care of or support the people closest to you, until you know their truth and until you know their struggle, you know, I know that there's been some times that I've judged people and gone, what are they even thinking? What are they doing? And then I always take a breath, because there's probably something going on that you don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
So if people seem distant, then share, and it'll probably bridge that gap.
And I know also on social media, sometimes I see someone that I think looks perfect, mm-hmm. and I realize that's not true, but I still, like, kind of hate them because of it. And then they're like,
uh-huh.
Sorry.
This is Mary sharing her truth. Yeah.
And they say something like, oh, I've had such a rough day. And I'm like, oh, what? Really? What happened? What happened to you? Did one of your kids accidentally,
did your mascara run?
Yeah.
Aww, that's too bad.
Did your nail break when you were taking your kids to daycare and then staying home all day to do nothing? Like, so, I mean.
Seems specific.
Will we edit this part out? No, we can't, because we're live. That's unfortunate.
That's okay.
Okay, so somebody, that was a weird word. Somebody asked how many episodes we're going to have this season. So right now, currently in season 2, how many episodes will we be doing?
Oh, that's a question for me.
Anyone. I
asked. 9?
10.
10? 10. Yeah. This is 10. Oh, I'm sorry. This is 10.
Yeah, this is 10. So we're we do in chunks of 10. We'll do a season at a time, mm-hmm. in groups of 10. That's how we plan. And also, for me, who could plan the next 3 years of her life, Jess would like to not do that, because she will be overwhelmed and then immediately quit. So we are bridging the gap of, like,
again,
we'll work hard for 10,
mm-hmm.
and we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
And then we'll play the rest as it comes.
Yes.
Let's see what else. Sherry says, love the podcast. Love the vulnerability. Love you with Chick on his podcast too.
Oh, thanks, Sherry.
We like Chick. We did.
Yeah.
We actually.
Yeah. Stole all his stuff. No, we didn't. He helped us set up our studio here, and we're very grateful because we had used his studio mm-hmm. for a long time. So, yeah.
Very accommodating and generous in a lot of ways.
Yes,
so
yes.
He is still with us in spirit. He might be on this live right now.
Or he is doing his own show.
Well, he was on. I don't know if he's currently here.
Commercial
break. Jen says you guys compliment each other well for this podcast, which is funny because we are very different, but I think in some of the ways mm-hmm. that work well for us is we're the same too.
Yeah.
She says, as someone who has had a tough 12 months, I appreciate hearing stories from others, knowing we are all going through something.
Yeah.
KW Wall says, how have you managed walking your girls through the mess? Are you able to explain addiction to them in a way they can understand? Oh, okay. So that was for me. Read my own question. Cool, Mary. So I would say just my life experience did not prepare me to explain addiction well to children. So I had to say to my counselor and to people that know more things than me, how do I do this at the time they were 6 and 8? What is appropriate? Because when I was 6 or 8, I was very, very sheltered because that's what my parents thought was best, and I didn't know much of anything. I temper wanting to shelter our kids with also not wanting to shock them or not prepare them for the real world.
Mm-hmm.
So I learned from my counselor the words to say, to just say that daddy is making bad choices, or in words they understand, things like unhealth, mm-hmm. like not safe, things very general terms. And then I also was told that any question they asked, you could answer in a modified way.
Right.
Just to give them enough information to let them know that they are safe and they are cared for and that we are working hard to make our family safe as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The phrases not to use is none of your business. Don't right. worry about it. You're too little. Always give them the information that's age appropriate. Yeah.
Just on the way here, we had a little incident with the alarm clock this morning and my 9-year-old. And she was very frustrated because her dad said it, and it's new, and I think he said it for p.m. and not a.m. Mm. And so we had to have a little talk of like, hey, remember, mommy and daddy try our best, but we don't know all the answers, and we mess up and make mistakes, and we are learning every day. So it was a little mm-hmm. lesson with an alarm clock
mm-hmm.
because it devastated her because she got an alarm clock, and she thinks it's really cool that she can wake up with that alarm, but it didn't go off this morning, and it just ruined her day. So we also take those little moments of like, hey, remember, mommy and daddy don't yeah. know everything, and we make mistakes.
They are human.
Yeah. And I think doing that from the beginning also helps. Mm-hmm. Then when things do hit the fan, you get to say,
yeah,
I'm really sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do the best we can.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to actually...
Are we shutting it down?
We're going to stop the recording, and I'm going to grab the live, and we're going to wrap up by Jess is going to give us a tour of the studio.
You didn't say it like that before we started.
I didn't want to tell you ahead of time.
Okay.
So I'm going to grab the iPad. We're going to just walk real quickly around, show you the studio. It is a work in progress,
mm-hmm.
and we were here like 10 hours yesterday with my children trying to get it together. It will change. We will share more later when it is all pretty, but we're in, and so... Hey, thanks for joining us live. And you will hear this. I don't know. I think it's the middle or end of August is when we'll actually release this episode.
Yes.
All right. Okay. All right, so that was fun.
That was fun.
If you...
My first live. I've never done a live.
Me neither.
Oh, really?
No, I did one, and it was horrible.
Oh, okay.
I was hiking in the forest, and it was bad. So if you have no idea what we're talking about, if you go to our Instagram account, hopefully we're going to try to save that so you can see just kind of a little behind the scenes of what goes into an episode and also our new space. But we'll share more later.
Yeah, and... give us some grace, because this is the first time we've recorded here. The sound is different, and we'll work on that in season three.
We like to put as many barriers and challenges in our way as possible.
And then deadlines, and then schedules. And
we were sweating running around here this morning before that started, so.
I know. I keep wiping my lip, actually. And I was like, don't wipe your lip. Don't wipe your lip. You're on camera. Don't wipe your lip.
Don't acknowledge your mustache.
No. Your sweat stash.
All right. So as we think about season three, let's talk about some of the things we're going to do. Like,
I know, that's exciting.
Yeah. So what's one thing you're excited about for next season?
I am excited. I'm just going through my head what we've talked about we were going to do. Yeah. I'm excited for our family to be more involved. I'll say that. We can save that for a minute. I think the thing that we talked about at the beginning that we couldn't figure out how we were going to incorporate, and then we finally decided that we are going to have a Not Terrible book club. I think that's what I'm most excited about.
Yes. So we are today announcing the book that we're going to be reading, hopefully with our readers. Nope. Mm-mm. You guys are listeners. But you're going to be readers. Let me put my English teacher hat on. We are going to be reading, hopefully together, The Road Back to You, An Enneagram Journey to Self-Discovery by Ian Morgan Crone and Susan Stabile. We want to talk about the Enneagram next season. Mm-hmm. And we have an Enneagram coach coming on. We want to learn a little bit more about like how we're made, how we're created, our tendencies, and then how to get better from where we're at. So I think a lot of what we did in season two was talking about mess and how we got help, or we got on the road to help. So the next one of the pieces for Jess and I was reading this book and understanding the Enneagram. Maybe you've read this book already. That's awesome. We can't wait to talk about it with you. If you haven't, we would encourage you. You can go to the show notes and there's a link right to Amazon, or you can, it's everywhere. We're not the first people that have probably told you about this book.
No.
But we're going to dedicate a couple episodes next season to the Enneagram. We're going to talk about who we are as our numbers, what it's meant for our lives and our relationships and our personal growth. We're going to talk about how that all works together as we operate in a world of people not made like us, that don't think the same way as us. We're going to have an Enneagram coach on and kind of talk us through like why this is important, what this means, and we would love for you to join us. So again, the book is called The Road Back to You, An Enneagram Journey to Self-Discovery, and the authors are Crone and Stabile.
That's good. It's C-R-O-N, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
Crone. We even went to a conference
with
him. Yeah,
we were there. We met him, and we don't know. We
still don't know. That's weird. What I am most excited about, I think, is kind of what you were referencing.
Yes. This just happened.
Yeah. So we've been talking, we shared a little bit about this in the last episode. This is episode 10 of season two, and this is our wrap up of the season. Mm-hmm. So in a few weeks, we will be sending out to email subscribers a short episode of just like outtakes and a bonus episodes, but you have to be an email subscriber because we're going to send it through your email. It won't be posted on like iTunes or Google Play or wherever we're at. What happened yesterday while we were here setting up and kind of getting the office and studio space ready, we had our significant others here, and they feel...
Well, I was really nervous. There was... John told me a couple of days ago about it, and I think... What did he call... Oh, he said... Like at the FOP or maybe at like the Knights of Columbus, there's an auxiliary, and that's the wives of the husbands that are, you know, members of the club or whatever. And he suggested that he and Chris have a men's auxiliary for Not Terrible, the Not Terrible auxiliary, where basically they're going to come in and comment on the shows that they've listened to. So I think that might be a fun teaser that we're going to do. Where it's almost like, did you ever watch Mystery Science Theater?
No.
Okay. So what they do is they sit in a movie theater and they watch a movie and they make comments and critique and make fun of or say things. No. And I think that that's what they're going to do. And it's going to obviously be
a disaster for us.
Yes. Yes. But I think it's fair. I think that they probably deserve a voice, mm-hmm. a little, like a 15-minute section of time. That's all they get.
3 to 4 minutes tops.
Yeah, if they need something more, then they need to start their own podcast.
So one of the things, as we brainstormed season 3 topics, we had a lot of interest and feedback on the episode where I talked about addiction. And one of the things that people wanted to know was Chris. Like, what? Mm-hmm. It is odd that I am telling a story that is my story, but is so much his too. Mm-hmm. So we had decided that we were going to have Chris on at an episode and kind of talk about some of the things with him. And that kind of morphed into, wow, okay, so we'll just give him a whole episode. They are going to take notes on the episodes that they're listening to, mm-hmm. respond. They will probably make fun of us, which Jess edits this, and we can just take that out.
Yeah, we actually don't have to share any of it.
The power.
Yes.
So we are planning on coming back. Season 3 starts September 17th. I think, I'm not sure if that first episode will be them or it'll be released before that.
We'll see.
Yes, but we'll see. We're gonna hear from the gentlemen.
Yeah, hear from them, and they're, and I don't think it'll all, they won't be wisecracking the whole time. But would you, how would you feel about,
we're brainstorming on
post and pre-show meetings on the podcast. If Chris did talk about his story or commented on it without you there, if it was just him and John talking about it.
Well, I will tell you, he has not listened to that episode.
That's right.
And
okay.
I'm not sure he actually will. So he might skip that one and just have John kind of maybe talk a little bit about it. Or
that won't make him uncomfortable at all.
I don't know. See, because we just talked about this yesterday. And we haven't really. So
in a very joking way, like it was supposed to be fun, tongue-in-cheek type thing. But
sure
there's some serious stuff we talk about on there. Yeah.
And for the listeners, I mean, we didn't know at the time when I was sharing that story, but so I don't share anything that my husband doesn't already know is going to be shared, or he is on board with what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I write a lot of things on my blog and he reads them before I publish them. So he gets that filter before everyone else hears it.
Right. He's your first editor. And I think that's very fair. And I think people need to know that because they assume, I think you've gotten some negativity back about people just going, oh, how could you, how dare
Why
you?
Why are you saying, yeah. So we are on the same page with what I'm sharing and mm-hmm. he understands the good in that. He's kind of working through with his counselor right now, like, okay, how do you start sharing your story? Do you need to start standing up in AA meetings and you need to start sharing more too, not just Mary. But he has not listened to that episode. How do I say this? He owns his story, but there can still easily be a lot of shame and guilt and regret mm-hmm. that you can slip into and get stuck in recovery. So there's a balancing act of acknowledging your past, but also making healthier choices now. And there are parts of that story, a lot of them that still hurt. Mm-hmm. And he is making amends and he's doing better. But the question is, does he need to rehash that to feel any more shitty than he already does?
Right.
So,
I think that's understandable. And obviously we'll respect whatever Chris chooses to do. Mm-hmm. And, I often, when we do talk about it, I put myself in Chris's situation, and obviously stories aren't exactly, nobody's story is exactly the same.
Right.
But if my indiscretions or my poor choices or any of my addictive behaviors were this public, I don't know how I would feel about it. I don't think I would want to listen. Mm-hmm. Mary, you've done a really great job of sharing the story from your perspective. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, you know, and he loves you more than anybody, and that's not something he needs to hear again.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So But that, and not to just bring it down again, but that's, I think
that's what we do here.
Yeah, I think that episode would be very interesting because we also are very loud women mm-hmm. who are married to maybe less loud men. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I would say that for Chris. Would you say that for John?
I think that John and I's relationship is, John and I aren't married.
Sorry.
That's okay. No, but I think people wonder about that. We are not married, but.
You were married.
We were married. Ooh, maybe, hey, put that down for an episode.
Episode.
Episode idea for season three. Yeah, no. That's complicated. actually it's not, but people like to think that it is. He is...
Is he as loud as you? That was my question. Or is he as loud as...
I think that we are... He's vocal. I wouldn't say he's loud. I'm mm-hmm. loud. He's vocal. He is very pointed and really, really takes the time to think before he speaks. Sometimes days. And
I don't know what that's like.
Yeah, I have no idea. But we are both... we use our voices, and like I said, just different avenues, mm-hmm. different ways of presenting information. Mm-hmm. I'm a little bit more emotionally charged.
Same.
He's a little bit more logical and observant and factual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, basically very opposite, but both we say what we need to say. Yeah.
So that's coming up in season three or before season three. We're not sure exactly.
Yeah, when you're going to hear from John and Chris. It'll be fun.
That'll be fun. What else? Season three, we've got... So we plan a whole season at a time. And then as we work through it or as we get closer and we do show prep, sometimes that changes a little bit. But for now, I'd mm-hmm. say we're going to talk about money.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to explore some money issues next season. Toxic relationships.
Yes.
I got some things to say about that.
Yes. And not in terms of, I think that Mary and I aren't going to term and talk about it in terms of significant others. We're going to talk about the toxic relationships outside of our houses.
Mm-hmm. So like in situations that you maybe don't have complete control in. So family mm-hmm. or friends or work or just other. Yeah. So it's not always going to be about our romantic relationships, because that's first of all kind of boring, and second of all, like, we are so much more than who we are, you know, in love with
or whatever.
I'm the least mushy person, so to say love sounds weird. Okay. We're going to talk about kids and online safety, mm-hmm. which sounds kind of dorky to say out loud, but Jess has kids that are online, and my kids are, I mean, like, we're raising kids in a time that is completely different from mm-hmm. when we grew up.
Yeah.
And dial up internet and what?
Just having access to everything. And it's not just at home. It's now at school. They are on a screen all the time.
So just kind of managing like what's healthy. Some of our fears, maybe talking to some people that can give us some direction on something we don't feel very confident in. Mm-hmm. And like we said, the Enneagram, we're going to talk about that book. Mm-hmm. We are going to explore a little bit more of the EMDR therapy that Jess is going to start getting into.
Yeah. So, when this airs, I will be about 5 or 6 weeks in. Yeah. So, I'll have a lot to report back, or I'll be in the fetal position and Mary will just be brushing my hair and talking into the mic by herself.
Jess is doing a lot of research for the show.
Yes.
By just doing this hard therapy.
Hey, let's jump in this.
And then also, I'm saying this with a question mark.
Okay.
But
okay.
We, I think.
Yeah, I think we are.
We're going to talk about sex trafficking. I think we're going to do some.
It is deep and it is wide, and I didn't mean to break out into Sunday school song here, but it is. There's just so much to share, and I don't know how many episodes. I mean, I feel like we could do a whole season on this. People do not understand how serious and the depth and how common sex trafficking is, even right here in the Midwest.
Yeah. So we are currently just a few miles from a facility that is rescuing girls from sex trafficking, mm-hmm. and like healing them and sending them back out into the world.
Yeah.
And so we are very interested in that. It breaks our hearts to think that there are girls at our daughters' ages that are being taken.
Yeah.
And it's not something that happens in other countries. It happens here. And I think the first time I kind of heard about it was when the Super Bowl came to Indianapolis, mm-hmm. I don't know however many years ago, and the news was just like, hey, by the way, when a big event like this comes that has international coverage, the sex traffickers come too.
Yeah.
And they...
Isn't that wild? Oh, my gosh.
You know, I was living 10 minutes south of downtown at the time, realizing that there... Mm-hmm. I was probably driving through and just, like, so close to things that mm-hmm. felt so foreign.
Yeah.
So I think the first step is saying it's right next door to you. And then what can we do as people that are just probably really brokenhearted about something that's happening around the world, but also in our neighborhoods?
Yeah.
So that's a lot. We got some good, heavy. We got some laughs. Hopefully, I hope when you hear a heavy topic, you also know that we're going to attempt to talk about it with honesty and humor,
mm-hmm.
Because if we get in too deep, I think we'll just hit stop.
We might, and we'll balance you guys out. We won't hit you. We won't hit you with a back to back downer episode.
Depression.
Yeah, we try to sprinkle in some lighter things in between those.
Yeah.
So what was your favorite moment of season two? Of Not
My
Terrible. Do you have a favorite moment?
I think the very first time we sat down and you made me put headphones on and sit in front of a microphone was the most terrifying, but also the best.
Yeah.
Like, I knew something. We needed to do something. Like, I was feeling prompted and, like, I knew that something needed to, I needed to speak up and say, let's do this.
Yeah.
Actually sitting down to do it, suddenly I was like, well, this is a bad idea. Like, uh-huh. that, I have a lot of ideas, but the action of doing them sometimes overwhelms me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think my worst and my best moment was that first time that you were like, yeah, we're recording, and to hear my voice in my headphones and to say something out loud and not have the time to edit it in a way that I could when I was writing or posting something on social media,
mm-hmm.
Was the best and worst moment kind of all together.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's fair.
Yeah. What about you?
This isn't my best moment, but to go
favorite
off of
maybe?
this, when I told you, I said, yeah, you might be really tired or you're going to feel different. And you're like, I create all day. And I was like, yeah, this is kind of different though. Like it's just a different, you're just going to feel different afterwards.
It's a different part of your brain.
And I don't, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you felt that, but I know that you said after the episode where you shared Chris's story, it was emotional. You had told the story many times in different avenues.
But only in writing.
Yeah. And so for you to sit there and I don't think I looked at you until the very end. I just kind of stared down and I thought, wow, this is another, this is a favorite moment now that I'm saying it out loud. I'm watching her heal a little bit more in this moment. So that was probably my favorite moment.
Mm-hmm.
It was very, and like I learned things. I thought that I was there and had heard most of the story and I hadn't, you know, and to hear it that way was just, it doesn't get easier to hear. And I know it doesn't get easier to tell, but knowing that you were healing a little bit and that other people were inspired and thought, I can do this, or I'm not alone. That was moving. That was an awesome moment.
Yeah. Thank you. I would say, for the most part, I didn't feel like the hangover of creating, but after that episode,
yeah.
I was exhausted for days.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I went home in a bad mood just because I was so, like, mentally spent from because when I write, excuse me, or even when I share something, it's a section of the story.
Right.
It is not. Mm-hmm. And yes, there was a lot of things that I did leave out just because of time, and we don't have, you know, this is an hour podcast. That's what we got. But to do the full arc felt like it brought, and I feel things, my emotions are very physical. So like it made me physically ill to hear that played back later. So kind of behind the scenes, a little bit of the podcast. We record, Jess has the expertise of like how to work the board and to set up the mics and do all that stuff because she has done that with Chick and with like her background of media, like spoken media stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's what you call it, but
sure.
Yeah. So she does that. And then I do a lot of the show prep of like scheduling and calendars and like, here's what we're going to do and here's what you need to prepare, because my skill set is more organization and planning ahead and like administration. So behind the scenes, that's what's kind of going on. When we are done, Jess is the one that edits the podcast and puts it all together and gets it ready to publish. She sends it to me before we release. I do the show notes. I create the social media stuff. I get all that planned and scheduled, and I do the social media aspect. Editing a podcast takes time, a lot of time. And we've said before, like, give us some grace in this season. We are learning. We are pushing and learning, and we gave ourselves a really steep learning curve of saying we're going to do all of this by ourselves. And we've gotten some emails or some comments that say like, hey, thanks. I know so much more goes into that than what you hear for the hour once a week.
Well, that's nice.
And that is, that's, yeah, that's very kind to hear that people understand that you see about 25% of the work,
right,
that actually goes into this. So the behind the scenes stuff, we are editing. Jess is learning how to do that well. That is a hard, that is a huge,
might take a class in the off season.
Yeah, that's a huge task. Yeah. Of like music and putting bits together. And we say a lot of things that don't end up on the podcast just because there's like, mm-hmm, no value to them. No. Or
they're just they 5 or 6 seconds of silence of us like gathering our thoughts or trying not to cry.
Yeah. Clearing our throat. I clear my throat. You don't realize how many sounds your mouth makes until you're in a microphone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, have I always swallowed that loud? Or I'm hyper aware now when I talk, and sometimes I can't say a word correctly because I'm just like thinking so, mm-hmm, hard. And I never realized how hard it was for me to talk until I was recording myself, and every word sounds funny.
Mm-hmm. And it's out there forever.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's sad and scary. So that's a little behind the scenes of just like how we're working, what we're learning. Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of work to do between now and season 3. We're already working on season 3. We would love to hear your ideas. Like, hey, what do you want to hear from us? What do you want us to explore?
Yeah.
Sorry, I stopped because I thought you were going to say something. I saw no. Your lips going.
I agree. I'm always interested in some of our best ideas are inspired by, you know, listeners or friends or family that have suggested or said. I'm just going to address this really fast because I received a couple of private messages and I heard from my neighbor that people are really interested in my story. And yeah, like Mary said earlier,
my mom brought that up to me.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. And your mom, that's right. Ruth.
Hey, Ruth.
A part of my EMDR, that is a part of my story. So I'm not keeping anything from you guys, the listeners. And I'm grateful that you're curious and that you care, but my story is not at a point, and it's not finished, and I don't know if it'll ever be finished, but it's not at a point that I am ready to share what's going on because I need to do some more healing first. Mm-hmm. That's all.
And I think it's important to point out, when we say our story, my story, my life is not I'm married to an addict. Jessie's story is not she has a daughter with health struggles. Yeah. There are lots and parts of our stories.
Yeah.
And so we have shared maybe a chapter of a book. So we will, as the seasons go on, we will continue to share more parts of the stories, and we can, but we want to do that with some hope and some finality. So if mm-hmm. there are things going on in our personal lives right now that we cannot address because it doesn't do those things, we don't choose those stories right now.
Right.
So our goal is hope. Our hope, our goal is encouragement, and our not finality as in my husband was an alcoholic and now he's never going to be an alcoholic again, but just that we can show you some kind of resolution or hope of resolution. And so those, we filter stories in our episodes through those things. Mm-hmm. So there are things going on that we, not to be secretive or not to be like vague posting. I was going to say vague booking. People do the Facebook with the vague, and I was going to say vague casting.
Vague casting.
There we go.
Ooh, I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, but
I'm learning things.
So it's not, that's not what we're doing. That's no. That is super annoying. But it just, we can't share things of value if we don't have the value in them yet.
Yeah, yeah. And it's, like Mary said, we want to encourage, give hope, but our health and our well-being and that of the people we love is what happens first.
Yeah. And that should happen in your life too. Like
exactly.
You're not sharing things on Facebook or writing them on the internet before you're doing them in real life. So that's also, that's a call for us to make sure that we're being healthy in our real lives so that when we show up to tell you or encourage you to get healthy, we're not just talking, but we have action to back it up. And we're also learning, we're continually learning mm-hmm. and failing mm-hmm. so that we can share both of those with you. But we are not talking about anything that we haven't personally worked through or learned or tried or mm-hmm. like experienced in some way. Although that kind of sounds funny, then we're going to talk about sex trafficking. We want to learn things too. So we're learning.
And like we said, we're inspired by the people around us. Like we said, literally 4 or 5 miles down mm-hmm. the road, you know, that's a place we drive by every day.
Yeah.
And we're interested, and we're so grateful that within our community that there are people reaching out to these girls and saving their lives.
Yeah. So, I think that's it. Like, we are super excited. Thank you for listening.
Yes.
We will be active on Instagram and Twitter during the break, and we would love to hear from you. We are really grateful that you have listened every week, that you have sent us messages, that you have shared with your friends or family or group of people an episode and said, hey, I think this is important. That's a great way to start conversations. If you are not brave enough to say them yourself, share an episode that felt like it was your story with somebody else and tell them that you want to talk about it afterward. Like, yeah. That's a safe way to start some conversations. Let us do the scary things so that you can do the scary thing too.
Yeah, but we are virtually holding your hand through that by
I don't touch me. Do you want to do a not terrible? Let's wrap this up.
Oh, not terrible. My not terrible is that we're here right now in the studio.
I think that's
okay.
Hold my hand, Jesse.
I'm just really excited about this, and that the podcast is just something so tiny compared to all the other ideas and things that we want to do here. So I'm glad to have my own space. I've been in podcasting, like I said, since 2012, and before that in media forever. I've never had my own space. I've never stole my own equipment.
Right.
And so I'm really excited about it. I didn't steal all of it.
Just some.
Just of
the
it.
Good stuff.
Just the really expensive headphones.
Thanks, Chick. Yeah, that's mine too. Like, that we're in an office, like that we could be creative all day. Mm-hmm. So if you follow just any of my personal story, I'm taking the year off from teaching to write and to create and to work with Jess and to work with other people. And just, I don't know what your name is. I know
it's
on
okay.
the internet, you're Jess, but
it's
you're not
okay.
to me.
I know.
So we are excited for what's ahead. And we just thank you for listening and for letting us be a part of your day in any way. All right. We'll see you next season.
Yep. See you in season 3. Or talk to you. Maybe talk to you.
Hold your hand in season 3.